Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we're back.
Here we are.
We said this is episode 21. This is when we're legal. Legal.
And in honor of episode 21, I am drinking a beer myself.
I have a protein shake.
I got this new one up here. My brother-in-law Dom, he had it when I'd seen it around, like on a couple people posted it on Facebook and whatnot, and I was like, "What's the big deal about this?" And he brought it to a birthday thing, I think. I can't remember exactly what it was for, but it's Great Lakes. It's called Crushworthy. It's a low-cal citrus wheat.
Low-cal for low-key.
That's right.
Ooh.
And it's good. I usually don't like wheat beers all that much.
Yeah.
This one's good.
Nice.
I'm into that, like, summer shandy-ish type beer mode right now because it's, you know, because it's finally nice out.
Well, I'm still in protein shake, chicken, and oatmeal.
So you're cutting,
mode.
Man. You're ready.
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there.
Still I'm watching time. The numbers go down.
Still got some like, time, but it's gonna get crazy for October.
Yeah,
it's gonna get silly. But I have my protein shake to celebrate our legal episode of 14,605 and counting.
Well, cheers.
There you go. Now, also in celebration of this episode, right? I got a surprise for you. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting all week.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Here we go, Jake. Here we go. And ladies and gentlemen, listen. All right. I need a hero.
Yes.
I'm holding out for a hero to the end of the night.
Yeah,
he's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast and he's gotta be fresh from the fight. Yeah, I've been waiting to pull that out all week.
A hero
all week for this episode.
Now, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
they don't do things for no reason on these shows.
Yes,
that music was pointed.
We talked about that in WandaVision.
You know? Yes.
We talked about it. Marvel is notorious for using music for a reason. And, and with good reason, we think that they use this song.
It makes sense. It makes so much sense. Why would you just pick, let's just pick a random song and throw it in here. No. Layer that shit.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it. Ah, another one.
So with that being said, we might as well just jump right into the episode. I mean, this is deep. I mean, we've been chatting about this episode all week.
Yeah.
Via text message and messenger and post and stuff. And I think we're both really excited to talk about episode two of Loki, the variant.
And the variant is the name of the episode. I will say, I don't know when for sure all episodes switch to Wednesday. Did they put a date on that?
I did not see a date. So if you don't know what we're talking about, so big news that came out earlier this week is that the episode release days for all new material, Star Wars, Marvel, and probably a couple other things, is going to be Wednesday. Now, so when Disney Plus first, the original Disney Plus release date was, I forget the date, but the day was a Friday.
Yes.
I remember because it dropped at 3 a.m. and I was up at 2:59, right, ready to download the app on, at that time I had a Roku TV. So at 3 a.m. I downloaded the Disney Plus app, loaded it, and boom, I was up at 3 a.m. watching the X-Men.
Yes,
cartoon.
That's right.
Yes. I didn't watch first, Mandalorian right away, but I watched the X-Men cartoon
first
right
movie
away.
Vale and I watched on Disney Plus was the OG Jungle Book.
Oh, nice.
That's a good movie.
Nice.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
And also, that was, if you all remember that day, that was the day that Disney Plus broke the internet and it crashed.
Yeah.
That day.
You couldn't watch anything. Like, I think it was by like 10 o'clock. If you tried to turn anything on by 10 o'clock, it was your good luck.
Yeah.
Nothing worked.
I made sure to get it in super early.
Yeah.
I think I watched Mandalorian. I think I watched the first two it was two episodes that came out. I think I watched
that was
it.
That was a bomb.
Yeah.
That like that Baby Yoda, but Grogu, you know, drop right there.
I think I watched it before the crash. So I got it in before the crash.
Okay.
That day.
Now, the reason I bring this up is because, like you said, we've been excited about this, but a show like that dropping on a Wednesday and having to wait until Friday to put together our podcast is like torture.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I'll be honest, I've got a monster of a hot take here, and I really wanted to save it for the podcast for Hawkeye Rye. But I couldn't help myself, and he kind of baited me. But I was very easy. It was like, hey,
so hey, Jake, here's what I think.
Throw me some bait. Like, here's a hook. Oh, that was easy. I was very the bait was very easy.
It was, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
So, but I'm like, don't read anything. I don't want to read an article and be like, oh, crap, there it is. So I was like, nothing. Like, you would send me a few things, and I was like, okay, test the waters. We're good. Okay, we're good. You know, like, I didn't want to spoil my own hot take by reading it somewhere else.
Actually haven't seen what you said anywhere else. Like, when I go through, after I watch the show, how I prepare for the show is I view it, like, twice as just taking it in as a viewer. And then the third time and beyond, I'm like taking my notes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through and see, like, you know, some other perspectives and some reviews and what people think. That kind of helps me to form kind of what I think. And maybe I see something that, like, this means something. And then I see it in an article, like, oh, yeah, that's what it helps me to kind of gather my thoughts.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen what your hot take is anywhere else.
When I watch the show, first time through is notes. I'm watching it.
Oh, pausing. So you go notes first time.
I go notes first because it's very specifically in this instance, I came up with something about 3/4 of the way through the show. And then when I watched it the second time, I watched it straight through. No pausing, no notes, just watching. Kind of have my notes out like, okay, I said that, yeah, whatever. And I pick up on things, and I'm like, oh, I mentioned that. Okay, yes. And I like start putting things together. And I don't read a lot after watching the show. I let my mind go crazy. Like, I have a hard time sleeping. I'm laying there like, but what if? I'm like, God, go to bed. I don't know. But what if this is, you already talked about this. Let's go down this road. I'm like, no, that road's closed. It's after midnight. You know, let's go to bed. But, That's kind of how I go through it, because the second time I watch it, usually with Val.
Yeah.
First time is myself, because if I had to pause every time, she'd be like, oh my God, would you please just watch the damn show?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So the show, I kind of wrote a brief little thing here. Is it worth saying? No, I mean, really kind of know about it. You know,
just a note for the show itself. I thought it was interesting that I'm not sure what it is now, but for a good part of Wednesday and I think yesterday, that it had 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Like, that changes, you know, in real time when there's more reviews, but it had 100% for at least through Wednesday and Thursday.
That's awesome, because I mean, it was a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
And you get to see a different side of Mobius. You get to see him interacting with Renslayer, Judge Renslayer, pardon me, Ravonna.
Ravonna. I got a hot take on that, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I actually had to pause and look at something in regards to her. But, I mean, I'll let you do your hot take. I'll bring it up. But basically what kind of kicks everything off for Loki is he sees this Class 7 Apocalypse Ragnarok destruction.
Yep.
And he's like, apocalypses. It's a perfect place to hide in time. So that was really like the big thing of the episode was, you know, they figure out, hey, this variant is hiding in apocalypses.
Yes.
Let's find the one.
Yep.
I will say, very cool. You go to 2050 and you see Roxxcart. That means in the sacred timeline that is MCU currently, Roxxon exists.
Yep.
And that's what, 20, was it like 27 years in the future, technically, in the, was it like 2023 in the MCU? 2024?
Yes. 2023. So
27 years in the future, Roxxon is so big that they've got these like Roxxcart stores everywhere. So that means, that would have to mean that soon they would be starting to develop. That's awesome.
Yes.
Because if you don't know, do your homework. As we always say, do your homework. Roxxon is owned by a character named Dario Agger, who is known for being the Minotaur. He's very rich. He's very arrogant. Loves to sue people. Has just a fleet of lawyers. And he has so much money that he just, in the comics, is destroying Earth and like goes through a destruction path with the Nine Realms, basically. But that is pretty amazing. It has a lot of ties with Thor, Jane Foster as Thor, and all that. So I like where they're going.
They're setting it up.
They are.
They're setting it up. One quick note. I love how, this is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love how when Loki is testing his theory about, you know, basically the whole theory is the reason why Loki and the variant would be hiding in apocalypses is because you can do anything that you want, but it doesn't matter because there's going to be no survivors. Everything's going to be wiped out.
Yeah.
So if everything's wiped out and there's zero survivors, you can do anything that you want. And they go test the theory in Pompeii where Mount Vesuvius blows up.
That was so funny. Like,
I loved it. Because I took Latin in high school, I went to Vesuvius, and I went to Pompeii.
Oh, nice!
And I think there was something where I mentioned it on one of the shows that we did. But yeah, when in high school, I went to a study abroad in Italy. It was my summer of my sophomore year, going into my junior year, did a study abroad in Italy, and that was one of the stops that we did was Pompeii, and I actually went on top of Vesuvius.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so when that happened in the show, I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Nice.
So that was a personal thing, so I loved it.
Yeah, and the big thing was the zero variance energy detected.
Yep.
If you're Hawkeye over there, but did you pause on the wristlet, like right at the beginning of the show? They showed a full screenshot of the like quarterback sleeve that all the Minutemen were wearing.
I did not pause on that. The futuristic quarterback sleeve, yes.
Yes. So I paused on it and shuffling papers here.
Uh-oh. Come
Let me
on.
Find it really quick.
Come on.
Well, I bracketed old, it and everything.
Old man Kern, you just put it in a digital note here. You can just scroll and find it. Here.
Yeah, I know, but I... Come on, where the fudge? I'm going to find it. I wrote it down.
What was it, the gist?
It basically, it said, like, it had four images.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right, it was, like, menu and whatever. Like, you could access certain parts. And the four images, one of them was the rectangle. It was called the time door. Mm-hmm. One of them was Miss Minutes. One of them was...
I do remember that, yes. I didn't pause on it, but I remember seeing it, yeah.
I'm so mad that I can't find it now. Oh, because these are my first episode notes. You suck. Womp, womp,
womp. Womp, womp.
But it said time door, miss minutes, something else, and directory. And those were the four options you had with the with that wristlet. So you could hit directory, and I guess you could reach anybody in the TVA. You could do the miss minutes thing, and you could activate a time door.
Yeah, so, Miss Minutes, that's one of my favorite characters.
That show. Part with Loki and Miss Minutes, she was like, hey, mind your manners. That was hilarious. You jerk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I caught that. And then also the music, that weird like noise. If you had the subtitles on, it said theremin playing. So I looked that up, and actually Val knew what this was. I was like, hey, do you know that's called a theremin? She goes, oh, yeah, I knew that. I'm like, oh, excuse me. You know. It's it's called an etherphone, and it's an electric device that has a box, and parallel off the side is an antenna. It's a like a metal loop, and then sticking up perpendicular is another metal loop. And you use one of them to change volume and one of them to change frequency, I think. And it makes that cool, like, warbly electronic noise.
Yeah.
It was created by Leon Theremin. So.
Oh. Yeah, thanks, Val. We all knew that. Yeah.
It's right. Yeah. we all knew what that was. But, yeah, so speaking of Miss Minutes, when he's, you know, basically, Loki's sitting there doing his homework, reviewing videos and whatnot, and like keeps going on like, they're boring. I didn't watch all of them. I watched some of them, but it was interesting in those clips and moments to kind of pick up on the rules of time travel, which are important to have set. You know, when they're setting those rules up, it really puts you in place. Like, okay, this is what they can and can't do.
Yep.
For instance, the reset charges, so they prune the affected radius of a branch timeline. If something moves, if it moves past the red line, you can no longer reset the Nexus event.
That's so important, especially for the end of the episode. When you
see
branches going crazy.
Now, they made us think that those branches going crazy were endgame related.
Yeah.
That's, you know, well, if you remember watching the trailers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. When Loki left with the Tesseract, that's, we were like led to believe, oh, look at all those timelines he created. He's going to have to go fix them. And
No, Disney's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. They
and
sure
they
are.
Misdirect us a lot on previews.
They sure do. Oh my God, I just read another piece of my note and I'm like, holy crap, that's another addition to my hot take.
Uh-oh.
Should I go into it?
Why don't we get into it? Because that's going to be the meat of our discussion.
Okay.
With this episode.
Here we go.
So
my hot take is it's deep. The first thing at the end of the episode, we get revealed a female version. It looks like a female version of Loki with the helmet with the horn. One horn, yep. The other one's broken. There's an article you sent me that said her name was Sylvie.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% on that because I remember from WandaVision someone had found Pietro Maximoff as Evan Peters, and it was photoshopped, edited. So I'm not buying that. I'm not saying, you know, you're wrong if you do. I'm just, that's just my feeling. So
there was a part that I couldn't find. There's a part and I saw a screenshot where Sylvie's name is on one of the papers that is in the TVA files that we see.
Oh,
I couldn't
really
find it in this episode.
Okay.
That Loki's reading, but there was a screenshot. So maybe I'm still 50-50.
Okay.
So
I'm not buying it. So that's my feel.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm 50-50.
Okay.
because I think that they like to, again, Marvel gives us the, kind of the pump fake and the twist,
Yeah.
like we they all right, this is the obvious, yeah, let's think this way, but she's this. So
Right.
I'm kind of 50-50. Loki is gender fluid, as we know.
Yes.
All right, that is one of Loki's forms, Lady Loki.
Yes.
And again, like another, this could be another misdirect, like, oh, that's not Lady Loki. So I'm 50-50 on whether she's Sylvie Enchantress, aka,
Right.
or Lady Loki. So
Especially with the enchantments that she's using.
yes, but
I'm
let's go
still
with this hot
feeling,
take.
yeah. So my feeling is Lady Loki, they say she's a dangerous variant, but I think she's dangerous to the sacred timeline and the purpose of the TVA.
Oh, here we
And
go.
that's why she's dangerous.
Here we go.
So my other, along that line,
Get
so you
him.
got
Get him
Lady
hot.
Loki.
Get him hot take, Jay. Get him. Get
Yeah.
him. Whew.
Mobius, I believe, is another Loki variant. Now if you go back and watch, like, because I figured that out, like, in my head. I was like, okay, I think he's a Loki, because the way he's interacting with Loki, how he knows certain things, it would be the ultimate trick that this. And think about the time twister. Like, he shows him the little clicker and lets him steal it. Like, it's there's when you go back and watch it again after that, like, okay, Mobius is a Loki, it kind of fits. I really think it does, because just little things that he says, his mannerisms, they're very impish, just like mischievous. So I think he's a Loki variant using our Loki to pawn him off to be like, see, look, he's causing all the mistakes with my missions, so he can gain audience with the timekeepers who he's never met. He says he's never met them. And then he can take over the, as the ruler of the TVA. I think that's like his ultimate goal. So further down the rabbit hole, we've said the TVA could be the villain in plain sight. We talked about that already, but I think the TVA is kind of like the Matrix, and the workers are all yanked from the timeline to serve the purpose as staff to run the TVA. So the timekeepers are pulling people from the timeline, wiping their memories, and feeding them this line that they've been created for the purpose of running the TVA. And to go even deeper,
Oh my goodness.
what if the timekeepers pulled people from natural disaster apocalypses to be their staff because they were going to die anyway? And some of the disasters were orchestrated by the timekeepers to bump their numbers. Like, let's throw a huge tsunami right here. They're all gonna die. Let's just take them all out of there. No one's gonna know any different.
We need a hiring event. We need some staff. Let's throw a
Hiring event.
tsunami in there.
There you go.
I love
So if you
it.
think about it, and this threw me too, when C20, when they find her, she's going, it's real, it's real, it's real, it's real. And then they're like, she's off of something. We need to get her back. And she goes, I want to go home. I think Lady Loki grabbed her, didn't kill her or anything when she did in the Renaissance of 1985. She took her to where she's from in the timeline, showed her home, her family, whatever, and said, this is where you're from. This is your life. You were ripped from it to serve as a staff of the TVA. So, like, the TVA is this giant, like, you have the Westview event with Wanda. This is much bigger, like, galactic scale event created by the timekeepers to control their sacred timeline. Their sacred timeline. No one else's. They're trying to control the timeline. control and chaos. We've been through that too. That's a theme in the show. But that's why Lady Loki is dangerous, because she's dangerous to the Timekeeper's sacred timeline. One thing I picked up on just a little bit ago, as I'm reading through here, there were when Mobius was in Renslayer's office, she has like the roller skate and she's got the snow globe.
Yep.
And he keeps teasing her about her other favorite analyst.
Yeah.
He picks up a pen to sign a document for Renslayer, and he looks at it and it says Franklin Roosevelt High School, and says, "Where'd you get this from? Probably that analyst you got on the side."
Yeah.
What if she, being so close to the Timekeepers, has an awareness of where she's from, and she kept that pen because it's like, this is a piece of my former life. This is where I went to high school.
I could buy that. So there is a lot to unpack in all that hot takeness that you just dropped on all of us.
But wait, there's one more thing.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay. So when Lady Loki activates all the reset charges and drops them through the time doors.
Yep.
And it sets off this huge, like, you see all the branches going off. Someone bombed the timeline, right?
Yep.
Why would a reset charge cause a problem? Reset charges fix the timeline, right?
Theoretically, yes.
What could be used to destroy the timeline with a reset charge? That's where this Timekeeper's creating fake natural disaster apocalypses, or what did I say? Orchestrating those. What if she's pinpointing, I'm going to drop a reset charge on that disaster. I'm going to drop a reset charge on this zone where all these people were pulled from. And in doing that, it's destroying the sacred timeline, unraveling it from the inside, because it's resetting the events that created the sacred timeline.
So what you're saying is, and you told me this, this is how I baited you into telling me all of this a couple of days ago. But so what you're saying is, and just trying to put it in terms, you know, that another way people can understand it, you're saying that the TVA, so that Lady Loki dropped these reset charges to basically undo the events that the TVA created to keep their timeline intact.
Correct.
Who? And we're learning about, or maybe by the end of the show, we will actually learn about why the TVA wants their sacred timeline intact. Meaning, what is the TVA's actual agenda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think she let Loki follow her through that time door.
Yep.
She did.
She wants to continue this dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she could have totally just shut the door.
Right.
You know, yeah. So
she wanted him to follow. She knew he would want to follow.
Yep.
Because I feel like she needs him some way.
Yep.
He was saying, you could be my lieutenant. And she's like, no, you're going to be mine.
Yeah. Like, what'd you say after 8 to 10 seconds of deliberation, consideration? The answer is no.
Yep. Exactly. You can call me Randy.
Shout out to the actors, too, and actresses that were the Lady Lokis in that scene. That was a good piece of work right there. I enjoyed that scene.
That really was.
So there is a lot to unpack there. So I went back to episode one, and I really like your Matrix deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing that I really, really agree with your hot take. So I went back to episode one. You know, me being hot take Rye, I got to go back, right? I got to look at stuff. So episode one, when Loki and Mobius are in the elevator for the first time, you know, Loki asked Mobius, how long has he been here?
Mm-hmm.
And Mobius says, it's hard to say. Time passes differently here in the TVA. So Mobius doesn't know exactly how long he's been here. Now, fast forward to this past episode, episode two, when Loki is looking at the jet ski magazine. You know, that's they don't do things for no reason in Marvel, right? Later in the episode, where Mobius and Loki are having a dialogue before they go to 2050, Loki asked Mobius about the jet skis. And basically, you know, he was like, it was a time in the 1990s where, you know, what do you say? Like, you know, power and, you know, whatever about he likes jet skis, basically.
Right.
But what he said was, what was striking to me.
Things fade over time, or things lose their.
He said this about the jet ski, this quote. He said, it helps remind me of what we're fighting for. And when he said that, I thought maybe it's not reminding him of what they're fighting for. Maybe that jet ski and those jet ski magazines are reminding him of his life before the TVA. It's reminding him of what he used to be, his former life.
Kind of like Renslayer with her pen, like I said.
Yes. Because Loki asks, have you ever been on one? And he's like, no. And when he says no, he's never been on a jet ski, he looks super dejected at that point.
Yeah.
So maybe the jet ski is a semblance, a reminder of what his former life was. And Mobius says later about the TVA, about his creation and stuff like that. He says, it's real because I believe it's real.
Yep.
It's real because I believe it's real.
Yeah.
Why do you believe it's real? We talked about last week, Men in Black, the neuralizer.
Yeah.
The TVA hit the button on them, right?
Yep.
And now they believe that this is real. And Men in Black was actually the perfect analogy, because after they hit people with the neuralizer, they literally tell them the memory that they,
yeah,
the life that they have.
Now, I will say the Matrix thing, I'm sure there are people like, wait, how is that like the Matrix? I mean, it's like a reverse Matrix, because in the Matrix, you were living in a false reality and you were pulled into the true reality, which was where the machines, you know, you were like how they looked outside of the Matrix, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like they geared up and they went into the Matrix to do things and came back out to their like real life. You know, they were unplugged.
Yeah.
Here, the Matrix is the TVA.
Yes.
And outside of it is reality.
Yeah.
So they were pulled out of reality into this fake life.
Yep.
So it's like a reverse Matrix. And I wanted to make sure I say that so people weren't like, he doesn't know what he's talking about, Matrix.
And C-20 was saying, it's real, it's real, it's real. She wants to go home. She wants to go home.
She wants to go to her home.
Interesting.
Not the TVA.
Right.
Her home.
In episode one, remember when we were watching it in group watch?
Yeah.
First episode, and me, you, and Val were talking about how cool the design was of whatever the outside was. Like they, like Loki was marveling at the outside. And Loki says, this isn't real. And Mobius like, yeah, no, yeah, it's real. What if Loki was right? Like, this isn't real.
Like, how could it be real?
What's real is outside of here.
Yeah.
So, yes, I definitely believe that this is where we're going with the whole TVA.
Yeah. It's deep. It just got deep up in here.
We just educated you all right here.
Now, we're perfectly aware that this could be 100% wrong.
1,000%.
That is a possibility.
Knowing if you've been with us since WandaVision.
Hot take, Jake is seeking redemption, and he's seeking it in the deepest hot take he could find possible.
You know, I can, you know, I'm going to be with you on, because just what I just talked about, like there's too many references of real and home and what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
And for this to not come into play.
Yeah, I think in general, broad strokes, the idea of the reverse matrix thing, the TVA pulling people from their lives to create this, sacred timeline and control it. I think that's like the big overall hot take.
Yeah.
The thing with Lady Loki, yeah, okay, it could be Sylvie, it could be Enchantress, it could be a non-Loki, fine, but she's still dangerous to the sacred timeline.
Yes.
Mobius, maybe he's not a Loki. Maybe he does come from the 90s where
Yeah.
Jasta and the jet skis were.
Don't
Fine.
thank you. That's another thing. The Jasta.
Yeah, Val pointed that out.
You just reminded me of that. Yeah. So yeah, that's where I differ with you. I think Mobius is pulled from the 90s.
Okay.
And these things, the Jasta, the jet ski, that reminds him. Because that line when he said in episode one, it reminds me of what we're fighting for, episode two, this past episode, I'm sorry. When he said that, like it reminds me of what we're fighting for, I immediately thought going back through it, like, no, it's reminding him of his former life. That's what
Right.
it reminds him of.
That's
And he just
very
doesn't
po
know it.
I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
I had hints and glimmers just watching it that I was like, this dude's a Loki, and this is going to be the biggest like fake out reveal. They're gonna like he's gonna just like be left alone with our Loki and be like wink at him and then like step back and turn into Loki and walk away and be like, oh my God, it's gonna be something like
Yeah.
that where we're gonna be like, oh wow, oh my God, Loki thought he was in control and he thought he was messing with this guy all along. Nope, he's been 10 steps ahead of him the whole time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you keep it hot. He keep that take 'cause
Yeah.
I mean, if you hit on that pretty much redeems you for everything. Like
Yeah.
you
I need it. But that's I think, like I said, the big thing though is that reverse matrix TVA pulling people.
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing. The sacred timeline is not good
It's
for the universe, it's good for
TVA
the TVA.
propaganda.
Yes.
And here we go. Like, so now I think by the end of this series, we're gonna get the unraveling of the TVA, right?
Yeah.
And then this is where we jump into the multiverse. The things that were supposed to happen, basically, or basically the multiverse is basically with the TVA, them meddling with things with their sacred timeline. Now Doctor Strange and his movie has to come in and kind of clean things up. So
Yeah.
this is setting up Doctor Strange in the multiverse very, very well.
Yeah, and especially since the writer for Loki and Doctor Strange are the same guy.
Yeah. And you know what? Damn it. It's because of the TVA and this damn sacred timeline that I haven't had any mutants yet. Yeah.
Right.
I'm
Yeah.
blaming no mutants on the TVA. That's my hot take right there. We
Jerks.
don't have mutants because of the TVA. Bastards.
God. It's all their fault.
But you know what? Thanks, Lady Loki. You're giving
Bring
me
it back.
mutants.
Bring it back to us. You see my.
Maybe, right? Wait a minute. Now I'm just going to crazy places now. It's the protein shake kicking in, right? Maybe
It's my own theater.
we haven't seen mutants before because the TVA reset charges, maybe they wiped them out. But now Lady Loki's undoing the TVA reset charges, and this is where we get mutants dropped into the timelines that we had before. So that could possibly explain why we didn't see mutants in the MCU so
The
far. That could be a good
TVA
one
pruned
because the
mutant.
TVA pruned them and wiped them out.
Oh, we're writing this down. Hot
Ooh,
take.
that was just that was literally just I said mutants and then my mind just started rolling.
TVA pruned mutants.
I mean, that could be a good way to explain why, like, where was, you know, the X-Men, you know, when Thanos and stuff was happening, right?
Yeah.
So,
I think you should check your phone out.
uh-oh. I haven't looked at my phone. I've been like on.
Me too, and I'm like, I got memes to send.
Because we've been rolling on this stuff and
We have. There's three of them.
very unidentified. Abuse of power.
Thought you would notice, but we did.
Okay.
We've
Okay.
fallen behind on the meme war, and I need to catch up.
That's because we've been rolling
We
on
were
good
hot.
stuff here. We
This
were
is
we
deep.
I mean, we're all I mean, you know. There we go. All right. You want a war? All
I'm
right, here
on
we go.
rapid fire mode here. You got two more
Oh.
coming at you.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Skywalker's joined the chat. That's great.
I mean, that's a dual Star Wars MCU
That's
meme right there. It's,
you gotta click on the first one to see what what Thanos says.
yeah.
Yeah, click on the other one too.
Single father tries it. That's oversimplification, but
You're right.
yes. Mobius used that a lot too, that line, oversimplification of events.
Yeah. Oh, what if he's Jimmy Woot? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You'll be rolling down the hot take line. Wow. But yeah, that was that's deep episode two.
Yeah.
A couple of little things. My mini little hot take. I think Ravonna and Mobius hell got a little something going on here. They
Yeah.
you know, the way that they, you know, yeah, your other favorite analyst. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah,
They go behind
maybe.
closed doors and play Your Honor.
Hashtag
Hashtag Your Honor.
it. Hashtag
I'll hashtag that twice with two different spellings.
your
Get
honor. Yeah,
it?
yeah. And then also too, one little thing, and this could be totally off, but could there be some Kang the Conqueror? Like I read a theory that
There it
Kang
is.
is ruling the TVA. Or he's going to be involved with the TVA in this series somehow. And
He better be, man.
looking back at the episodes, like there's a lot of stuff I thought that resembled Kang. Especially if you go to Ravonna's office, the middle timekeeper, I think, the middle timekeeper, then the statues in the back really resembles Kang and the actor that they have playing him in the MCU. So there may be some Kang the Conqueror in here, and he's coming to the MCU.
Yeah. And what better way to do it than at least hint at his existence or his involvement with the timeline?
Yeah, he's coming in Ant-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what movie. Yeah, so I just looked at Ant-Man. But I think that
Quantumania.
the middle statue, which they just started filming, by the way.
Nice.
The middle statue really resembles Kang and Jonathan Majors, the actor that plays
Okay.
him. So just a little tidbit that I had in there. So
I'm trying to oversimplify my hot takes. Yeah, it's kind of hard here. Mobius is Loki, that's one. TVA is
yes.
pulling staff from apocalyptic events, etc., to create the TVA reverse matrix. And Lady Loki bombed the timeline to unravel it at the creation points. I think that oversimplifies it,
That
but
pretty much does it.
it gets the gist of it.
Yeah.
So, oh boy, what do we got here?
Oh, I had this one too. Damn it. This is good. Like the variant identified. Uh-oh. Another one coming.
I mean, yeah, we're coming toward the end of this show, so I gotta, you know, I gotta. I guess.
That's the best. Oh. That's good. Oh man. Oh, this is the time to make it, to get it all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is it? There's one. Yeah. Oh, that's the best one, I think. All right, a couple coming. You got three coming your way.
Uh oh.
The last one, I think, is the best one.
So, what do you think we get next week? Speculation here.
What do we get? Well, I think we figured out who, quote unquote, Lady Loki is.
Yes. The third one. I saw all three of these, by the way.
That third one's the best.
The third one's the best, though. So,
so you've messed up the timeline.
So you messed up the sacred time.
I like the Louis one. His name is Loki. Yeah, I think we figure out who this Lady Loki is.
Actually, and is whether she's Lady Loki or Enchantress, right, or Sylvie.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
I think that's the big I think that's the big thing we get.
I think we're going to get some info as to the true intention of the TVA, and that they're not who we thought, or they're not who we were led to believe they are.
Yeah.
Because because think about the history in Marvel and the MCU and the big organizations, right? SHIELD. Well, you had Pierce. You know, SHIELD was basically infiltrated by Hydra. So that's okay. So much for SHIELD, right?
Yeah.
And then in WandaVision, we had S.W.O.R.D., right? Well, we see Hayward's a dick, right? The director of S.W.O.R.D.
Dick.
You know what I mean? So their intentions may not be the best. And now we got this TVA, this organization that's supposed to protect this sacred timeline. And I think we're going to find out that, you know, they're not who we are led to believe that they are. And there may be other forces that may have infiltrated TVA. If the TVA has truly good intentions, we've had some infiltration, basically. Maybe this is Kang, you know, maybe this is something. But, you know, but yeah, I think we're going to find out some true TVA purpose or intentions.
So are you saying that Disney is basically
I saw this.
are you saying that Disney is basically portraying the message that large groups that are in power or control are not what they seem to be? We have three iterations of it.
Listen, I mean, the proof is in the pudding right here.
Wait, four? Because what about the what did they call them in Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Oh, the
Global Repatriation.
Global Repatriation.
The GRC.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Same thing. That's another one. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
If this is true about this, this is a theme. This is four instances of large, for lack of a better term, governing bodies that are not what they seem to be and have evil intentions.
1,000%, yes.
I think they're onto something.
Yes.
Disney, you better be careful before you get pruned from the timeline.
Well, I mean, the irony is that they are a huge organization, Disney.
And
they're not a governing organization, but I mean, you know, they got some strings that they can pull. So, yeah.
you're unraveling my theory, Ryan. Stop it. No, I'm just kidding. Disney's Lady Loki, okay?
Okay. but yes, 1,000%.
So,
Yeah, well, that's, I think what, you know, what I said, I think that we're going to get some background into who this Lady Loki is, which, and what her motives are. I think they had to give us, I mean, they're giving us a lot in two episodes already, you know, yeah, without revealing everything. They're giving us enough that you're like, oh my God, I want the next episode now. And
yep. And oh, and then quickly before we end the show, that reminds me, my grind my gears.
Oh, here
so
we
every go. Week, yep, every week I think I'm gonna find something that grinds my gears, something to bitch about. Right? How the hell is Marvel and Disney gonna leave us like this? Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, you give us this great content. Now I gotta wait a week to watch it. Yeah, I know this is how it's been working. Yeah, yeah, yada yada yada, blah, blah, blah. Right? But no, no, Disney. No, bleep you, Disney, bleep you. And that's, well, my grind my gears,
like I said, because we talked about this, like I said, if this wasn't set up the way it is, we wouldn't have the show.
Okay,
we have.
Jake, yeah, I get that, but you know what, bleep you and bleep Disney then. Okay?
Whoa, whoa,
yeah. That's the, hey, lack of Loki and the low carbs talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Should I get you fired up even more so you take it out in your class tomorrow morning?
They might get it, yeah. They might get it.
You're one of those people that thinks it's okay for one episode a week. Get back on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Get to rowing.
Yeah.
Speaking of the haters of the OTF, I hear you got a pretty sweet logo rolling, huh?
Oh, yeah. I haven't done the reveal yet on social media, but it is coming.
Yeah.
The KOP brand.
Yes.
The King of Pain brand. I'm super excited about it. And shout out to Miss Valerie Kern, who is fantastic. She said she came up with that. She worked on it for like an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. This is, I could have worked on that for like 3 years and wouldn't have came up with anything like that.
Yes. I think it wasn't like, it was Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, wasn't it?
Because
I was at softball because I got in the car and was coming home and she texted me. She's like, oh yeah, I'm just messaging with Ryan. And I was, and she said, Coach Ryan. And I'm like, wait, what? What's going on? And then she sent me it and I was like, oh damn.
Yeah, it's
that's
dope,
slick.
Right? Yeah.
She's
I think I'm gonna do the reveal this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, hey, next in line is the 14,605 and counting.
Yeah, and I tried to really, you know, show logo. Yeah, I tried to like, you know, really poke at it. All right, time for the show logo. wink, nudge.
We're gonna get that going soon.
Yes.
And
because if we get something like that for the show logo, I mean, that's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah.
So
that's coming down the pipe for our podcast.
So
here.
Yes, look out soon. All right, for a logo for 14,605
and a logo to go along with social media
page. Right.
Yes.
Blowing it up a little bit more. So
that's our plan. We're digging in our heels. We're putting in a foundation. We're making it happen.
Oh, we're locked in.
Locked in. Locked and we'll in. Make sure we'll mention, at least mention this part on the Star Wars part of the cast, which is coming up next.
Yep.
Just so if you're only listening to one or the other, at least you're getting that same message.
Yep. Yep.
So that's where we're at with Loki now.
Yep.
I'm excited. I think it's fantastic so far.
Oh, it's great. So we texted about the rankings of the MCU shows. It's early. We talked about it. It's early. But yeah, I'm confident that this is number one.
Followed MCU, by WandaVision.
So, yep.
And followed then by Falcon. And that's not a knock on Falcon and Winter Soldier, because Falcon and Winter Soldier,
absolutely not,
in its own regard, is still a fantastic show.
Yeah.
But
it's just that these two are just that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on a different level.
Oh, yeah.
Because Falcon and Winter Soldier was much more grounded.
Yep.
In Yeah, and like on Earth, grounded, boom, this is what's going on. WandaVision, yeah, it was still grounded on Earth, but it was very surreal and magical and had that kind of thing going for it. And this is just...
This is just... Yeah. This is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why they literally changed release dates to Wednesday because of this show. That should tell you something.
Yep.
They're literally changing their plan of releasing shows now to Wednesday because of this show.
Yeah, and I think it's smart because they're, from the way it seems, they're going to do shows on Wednesday, movies on Friday.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Separate it that way, it does make a lot of sense. So.
Yep.
I will say one thing. I mean, I do look forward to eventually doing show cast same day. However, I do like that I was able to watch it twice between Wednesday and now, and have time to kind of collect my thoughts. And I wasn't like, okay, let's hammer through it one time and let's talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I would like to get this out sooner rather than later, because I feel like the people need to know our thoughts.
They do.
On these things.
They do.
They do. So.
Well.
All right. Well.
Episode stay tuned for our, 3 coming.
Yeah. That'll be episode 23 of 14 Minutes 605
Counting. We're growing up fast.
We're getting so old.
We're like a clone. You know, girl, stay tuned for the Star Wars. Yeah,
right. Bad Batch coming up. Yeah. Yeah. So for
that, this is the Loki show, right? So we got for Hot Take Jake.
Wow,
this is Hawkeye Rye, the trickster of this show, damn. And as always, hold on to your butts.